Okay, so today is August 8th, I think, 2018. We're going to do, it's called Lesson 134, Rolling in a Bridge with the Hands on the Ankles. So go ahead and lie on your backs, legs long, arms long, and as we always do, to start checking in to observe how you're resting on the floor today. So noticing your shoulder blades, noticing your pelvis, your legs, your arms. And so the lesson last week, the reptiles that we worked with, right, was a lot of this side bending. So we've been emphasizing working with your trunk, right? So your trunk is this area in between the shoulder blades and your pelvis, right? So right now as you're, good morning, lying there is just to pay attention to that area, your trunk, and observing what we looked at last week is, are you bent to the side? You know, do one side of the ribs are a little shorter, one side more fanned out? Does that make one shoulder higher, lower? So it's always interesting to look at ourselves, to pay attention, to discover where, I'm going to use the word, the discrepancy is, right? Like, is it, if we feel a shoulder is higher, is it really in the shoulder or is it something in the trunk or the ribs? Or is it something in the pelvis? So that's the first thing, what you're doing here is by becoming aware of yourself and how you sense yourself on the floor is to start to notice differences between the two sides so that you start to get an idea, oh, you know, maybe in my ribs that are scrunched more on one side and that makes the hip feel higher. Does that make sense to everyone? So just take another moment to really assess that for yourself. And when we come back at the end of the lesson, we'll see if things feel, so to speak, very straight and things very centered and very even with the two sides. So what we worked with last week is this side bending movement, really getting the ribs and the trunk to move. So bend your legs so that both legs are standing. Your heels are lined up with your buttocks and your arms are still down by your side. And so you're going to start to side bend now to the right. So we'll just do the right a few times. So it's as if you were going to slide your right hand down to get a hold of your right heel and then come back to the center. And you allow your head to go along for the ride, right? So your head also flows over. And you're just feeling and noticing how do the ribs on the right side scrunch together. Beautiful. Come back to the center. And now let's do the same thing going to the left. And again, you're observing first and foremost how the ribs scrunch together and then also the ability for your head to follow the movement. And there's always one side for all of us that scrunches easier, right? You feeling that? One side bends easier than the other side. And the reason for that is your story, right? Whether it's an activity or an accident or what would lend itself to have that. Now go back and forth a little bit. Once to the right, come back to the center, and then once to the left. Seeing how that is. That's it. Good. And then come back to what we'll call center. Straighten your legs for a minute and just see, do you land in center? okay, so then this time, like we did last week, let's just bend your right leg, bring your right leg to standing, and then your left arm is going to be long up by your head. So lengthen your left arm on the floor by your head. There you go. Back of the hand rests on the floor. Okay? That's it. So now what we did last week is you're going to push the right foot into the floor. You get to bring the pelvis into the movement, so your pelvis begins to roll to the left. As you slide the right hand down to get a hold of your right heel. So the more that you let your pelvis roll to the left, the belly pushes out, the right shoulder blade slides down so that you can reach. Come back, Leah. So you're not rolling like that. So come back. Keep your legs. Just wait. Your legs stay standing because you're going to roll the pelvis, not the leg. And all this arches. You're not rolling to the side. So you want to get all this. There you go. And then allowing your head, right? Your head slides, the back of your head slides to the right. But then your face actually rolls to the left and you start looking up towards that left hand. Okay? So you push the right foot, you roll the pelvis, you open the front of the chest, the right hand slides down, the back of your head slides, your face looks at the left arm. So you're doing, in a sense, like I call it a half a bridge. And really keep your right knee pointed towards the ceiling so you get your hip to open up. And hopefully we're breathing. Beautiful. Come back and let's let that go. Lengthen, rest. And just see now how the right side feels. Okay, let's bend the left leg. Bring your left foot to standing. Bring your right arm up by your head. So again, remember when you push your left foot into the floor, you keep the left knee towards the ceiling. You roll the pelvis. You roll the ribs. Arch the spine. You introduce sliding your left hand down to come towards the left foot. You take the back of your head to the left, but then your face starts to roll to the right to look up at the right hand, right? So you just slowly piece this all together. That's it. And you really want to find a way that you can get that left hand underneath the heel, because in time you're going to hold the heel. So it also might mean that you walk the heel up a little bit closer to you, right? But it really means what needs to take place in your chest, your spine, the extension. So what's nice about doing extension this way is it doesn't feel like the same way of extension as when you're on your stomach, right? But you're doing a lot of extension, a lot of arching, and then this side is really shortening in the ribs. That's it. Okay, come back and let it go and let's rest. So for those of you that weren't here last week, the lesson we did, and if you have time to do it, is called Reptiles. And I did put it under both lower back and then thoracic. I copied it twice, just in case you want to go and do it, to really exaggerate this movement in your trunk, which is so important for freeing up the shoulders and the upper back and the pelvis. Okay, so now we're going to roll onto your stomach. And you're going to turn your face to the right. You're going to have both of your arms up like we did last week, kind of like a, like if you were going to do a push-up, but up by your face, relaxed. And your face is to the right on the left ear, okay? And you're going to bend your right knee out to the side and just drag it up to feel the ribs shorten on this side. And then straighten it again. Just do that a couple times. Good. Then straighten and then turn your face to the other side, to the left, and then you're going to bring the left leg up. So when you're dragging the leg like this and then we're turning the pelvis like you did on the back, right? You're getting some rotation with the extension. Nice. Okay, and then let's turn your face back to the right. And now you're going to do something a little different, more leaning or working towards the bridge position. So this time you're going to bend your right knee so your right foot comes to the ceiling. That's it. Okay? Now you're going to keep your left hand where it is right now. So you're going to learn to use the left hand to push on a little bit. And you're going to bring your right hand now down along your side. That's right. And now you're going to begin, introduce to yourself a movement of reaching down with the right hand. Just listen first, as if you're going to get a hold of the foot. We're going to take our time. So again, you're going to use this left hand to help you kind of lift your chest. You're going to look over your right shoulder so the right shoulder blade can slide back. So your head lifts, chest lifts a little bit. So it's a side bending and extension, right? So that you can start to touch the foot, the heel. So again, use the left hand and you can move your left hand wherever needed. You can press that left hand into the floor to lift the chest, look over the right shoulder, reach for the right foot. Now, one of the things you guys are doing so well, except for you, Donna, the only person I need to correct, is you want to be really careful not to bend your knee a lot and pull your heel to your butt. So this is called a constraint, right? So if you pull your heel to your butt, right, you're just cranking on your knee. Okay, so I don't want you to do that. So you're going to keep like a right angle. So what does that mean? That means the work is in the extension in your back. It means you need to really arch your back. It means the right shoulder has to slide back. You have to turn your head to look over your shoulder. You have to really use the left arm to lift your upper body and chest. But you don't pull the heel to your butt. Okay, so you just learn to touch it. So, Donna, I don't want you to pull your foot. So let it go. Let it be an angle. So what you're doing is I want you to keep it like this. So this whole upper body has to do this. I don't want you to do this. I can do this. I don't want you to do that. Okay? Because then that hurts the knee. Okay? Has everybody got it? Yes. Right? So if I'm up here, right, if we do this in standing, here you are, right? So it's all about this, right? It's not pulling up like this. When I see people do that, no. I don't want your heel to come to your butt. So I want the ribs to slide back to get a hold of the heel. So you have to open on the front side. Your front hips push into the floor. Look at how much better you're doing. So it's a lot of lift now with the chest, a lot of extension, right? So we're doing more extension today than the side bending. Okay, let's pause. Let's have you roll back onto your back. And as soon as you get back onto your back, bend your right leg, bring it to standing. Have the right arm down by your side, lengthen your left arm. Okay, so this is the same movement on your back. So you're gonna push your foot into the floor, right? You see how you don't pull the heel up to your butt, right? You're using the floor to push, to open the hip. You slide the right hand down. Now it should be easy breezy to get your hand connected to your heel. You look up and over towards the left hand. That's it. So Bonnie, roll your pelvis. You're not rolling your pelvis. Yes, arch the back. So just imagine if you kept on arching and you get a hold of this heel, what would happen? So each time, I would like you to introduce progressing that way in a controlled manner. So in a controlled manner means that you get to a certain point and then it's reversible, right? You come back to your back. So how can you more and more roll onto your left side, onto the left arm, and then come back, but you want to keep the right hand connected to the right heel. And the right leg, Corinne, that was really nice. The right leg can come up. So it can come away, that's it. It can come away from the floor. And remember, the idea is it needs to be controlled. That means you're able to reverse it. So you can let the right foot come up. You're holding on to the heel. And then how do you come back? I know, it's fun, right? Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay, let's take a pause and rest. Notice your breath and your breathing. So the other thing to really notice throughout this lesson and as we work with extension is that extension creates a lot of opening for your breath and breathing. Right? So when we're really flexed, we close down. We kind of compress on the lungs and the diaphragm, right? Okay, so we're going to go back over onto your stomach. You're going to turn your face to the left. You're going to keep the right arm up, but the left arm comes down by your side. Okay, so now with the left leg, you're going to bring the left foot towards the ceiling. Okay, that's your starting position. So, Donna, towards the ceiling. Yeah, there you go. So, and what you're gonna do is you're gonna use this right hand to help you lift your chest so you can look over your left shoulder. You reach down with your left hand towards your foot. Remember, you don't pull your foot or heel to your butt. That's the constraint. And think about now on the front side how your left hip really pushes forward. Okay, you don't want to let your left hip lift. So some of you have the left hip that lifts. Okay, pay attention to this. You actually want to push your left hip into the floor. Okay, so when you push the hip down into the floor, then you use the extensors in the back. If you're a hip lifter, that means you use your hip and you don't use the extensors. Right? So whenever I suggest a constraint, it's to help you learn something that maybe you don't do. That's it. And you really utilize that right arm. So you can really lift your chest. Lift, lift, lift your head. Look over your shoulder. Lift, lift, lift. Big arch. And even if you get all the way up and then you realize your hip is popping up, then push it back down. And when you bring it back down, pay attention to what that does differently in your back. Right? So when we get weak with our extensors, right, we overuse our hips. That's it. Get a hold of that sweet little foot. My feet aren't being too sweet lately. Does anybody else get all cracked and, oh. Okay, excellent. Let's roll onto our backs. Let's bend your left leg. Bring the left foot standing. Okay, keep the left arm down by your side, but bring the right arm up, right? So now you're gonna push the left foot into the floor. Open the hip and pelvis, reach down with the left hand. It should be easy breezy to touch the left heel. Roll, look towards the right arm that's up. Take the back of your head to the left, that's it. And then you start to get a hold of that foot, right? And then you're gonna think about, it's a progression. So you're gonna think about, how can I continue this movement? That I might start rolling onto my right side, and yes, the left foot and hand can lift in the air, so there's a lot about balance, and then you gotta be able to reverse it. So you never wanna go too far so that you can't reverse it. You don't wanna create falling, right? Beautiful, Donna, that's really nice how you're gauging yourself. Right, so even with some injuries in here and stuff, I mean, she's just doing such a nice job of figuring out how to work with the situation. So you can do all that, but just don't let go, Dana. Get a hold of that foot. Hold it. Or your pant, yeah. Grab the socky. You know, just even if you hold on to your socky. So as you start to introduce rolling onto the right side stuff, this is where the opening of the hip becomes so important, because the knee needs to move behind you, right? And that's how you keep a hold of the ankle or the foot. The knee has to move behind you. That means that hip has to open up tremendously. And it's that opening. So here's the beautiful part, is that once you do get over to your tummy, it's having the hip that open that allows you to roll back. It has to be that open. Yeah, you can see. Just take it a little bit of time. You only go as far as you can to come back, but some people can go all the way over to their tummy and come back. There you go. Okay, let's let it go and rest. legs long, arms long. Okay, so let's go back to bending both of your knees, bringing both feet up. And let's go back to starting with the right side of side bending, reaching down to get the right heel. Can you bring your hand under your heel, like so you step in your right hand, right? So that you get comfortable like that. Good, come back and let's try the same thing to the left. So. Can you okay, so now here's the tricky part. So you kind of like learn to, right, be a wiggle worm here, right? So you're going to go a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, and you're going to find a way to have both hands under both heels. And in this, the pelvis can lift. So that'll give you a clue. Your pelvis can lift, not your head. Keep your head down. Head does not lift. So you can get a hold of one foot and the other and lift your pelvis. Yes? Get the pelvis up and really bring your hips forward, right? So now you're bringing all that weight, remember back to the rocking horse, to the upper back, right? So holding on to both feet. Now, this next movement's a little tricky, so think about it. And then we'll pause in a sec. You're going to think about your knees moving forward, right? So as if you were going to take your knees forward, your pelvis lifts more, and then the heels might even come up a little bit, right, with the hands. But think about your knees coming forward. So you come closer and closer up onto your head. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, let's take a break from it. Rest. So in this beginning phase, the upper neck, that neck area, remember when we did the rocking horse, it gets really, really flat. But then we're also going to transition the neck area into extension because we're working with extension. So we've done this before where you're just lying there and you're going to press the top of your head into the floor to look towards the back of the room. So your whole chest lifts up and you arch. You can lean a little bit on the elbows. So you press the head. Look into the mirror behind you if you need to use a little bit with the elbows, but in time, it's really about the chest lifting. So we'll get comfortable with this so that you can just hang out there for a couple seconds. Even more, Dana, get your, yes. So the tricky part's coming up is how to get the chest open with the hips. Right, so we just did a bunch with the hips, right? And getting these two open together is what creates a bridge. But usually we do one or the other. Much better, Dana. So the more that you get the whole chest up, 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 up. So it's a bridge. So you're from your the tailbone is the only part touching. The whole back is lifted up. So then you got extension. That's it. That's it, Donna. Nice. Does that make sense? Everybody getting that? That's it. That's it, Dana. That's it, Lynn. There you go. So just way down at your tailbone. Even the pelvic bones are lifted at this point. There you go. Okay, so we're just going to gradually introduce. So this is the last piece that weaves in. with what we're going to do with your legs and pelvis again, okay? So we're going to just take little pieces at a time to be safe. Okay, so now you're going to go back to bending your knees, bringing your feet up. You're going to wiggle yourself. So let's say the right hand gets the right heel, the left hand gets the left heel, and up with the pelvis. Okay, so right now the neck is flat, right? You got that? Your pelvis is in the air. You're holding both heels. And really try to hold them. Okay, don't just put your hands under them, but have your fingers. There you go. Okay, so as you lift the pelvis higher, as you take the knees forward, as you come more onto the toes, so your heels can lift a little bit, right? As you do that, you play with gently taking your head back. And that's what gets the upper back to go into extension, just a little bit at a time. I'm making it super safe for you, right? So you just do a little bit and let it go. And then if you even want to keep your pelvis down, and then just play with taking your head back and opening your chest. That's it, right? So you can do that piece. But the key thing is that your knees have to go forward. It's okay to come on the toes, but the knees go forward, the pelvis lifts higher, and then you can come to the top of the head. Beautiful. Okay, now let's take a break. A lot of work, huh? Okay, so let's go back over onto your stomach. Let's turn your face to the right. Keep the left arm up. Bring the right arm down by your side. Bend the right knee towards the ceiling. There you go. Okay, so now you're going to use the left arm. Lift your head. Look over the right shoulder. Get a hold of that foot. And then you're going to introduce to yourself from here, kicking your right leg back over to the left. So from the stomach position, how we would introduce rolling towards our back. Okay, so come back and think of kicking the leg. Let the leg kick behind you to pull on the arm. That's it, Lynn. Let the leg kick. That's it, Dana. And then roll back over. So keep the hip open. I know this is the hard part. So you've got a hold of the foot. Kick the leg back first. Kick the knee back. There you go. That's it, Nia. Kick the knee back. Don't rely on your hip flexor. So you're good. Ready? You don't even have to hold on. Here's the thing. You don't even have to hold on, but kick the leg. So kick. Lift this knee. Lift this knee. Kick. That's kicking. Ah! Yeah, so kick, right? So many of you, look in the mirror, right? You're all shortened here. Kick, kick, kick. Bring the knee behind you. I don't care if you hold on to your foot, but do the kick. Kick, okay? Open the hip. That's it, Bonnie. I know, and it's really hard for a lot of you. And it tells you how much the hip takes over. There you go. Good. Kick. Keep it open. That's it. Okay, rest on your stomach for a moment. Oh! So you guys aren't used to kicking. So when we, you know, we've been working to, we haven't revisited it for a while with walking, right? And then walking and running, there's two phases of the leg. There's the taking the step, but when you go to take the step with the other leg, right, the first leg, the hip has to open. It's behind you. And it's really, to me, the most important phase of walking, which is the phase we lose when we lose extension. Okay, so let's turn your face to the left. Bring the left arm down, right arm up, bend the left knee, right? So you're gonna use your hand, your right hand, to help you if you can get a hold of the foot. But again, I don't care if you get a hold of the foot as much as then you're gonna start to roll towards your back by kicking your leg back. That's it. And then when you come back, you want to keep the leg behind you. So you end up rolling, onto the hip. You roll onto the hip and the belly. You don't kerplunk back down. Beautiful. Okay, let's rest on your tummies again. And this time we'll have both hands up by your face. And let's start with your face to the right. And you're going to bend both knees. So both feet are pointed towards the ceiling. Okay, you're not going to do anything with the legs right now. But you're going to think about pressing those hips into the floor. And you're going to use your hands. And you're going to lift yourself up to look over the right shoulder towards your heels. Then you're going to lower back down. You're going to turn your head to the left. And you're going to lift up and look over to see the heels, this shoulder. And it will be easier to see the heels over one shoulder than the other. So really work on lifting, arching, extending, letting the shoulder blade that you're looking over roll back. So press your hands in the floor. Let the whole chest, some of you aren't letting the whole chest lift up. That's better, Dana. So you can straighten those arms. Look once over the right shoulder, once over the left shoulder. And pressing the hips, the thighs, into the floor. So the more that you lift, the more you press the hips and thighs. So it's a way to really get some length in the hip flexors. And twist in the back. Twist. That's it. Okay, let's rest again on your stomach, however you want to rest. Okay, so bring your hands up to the same position. Bend both of your knees, your feet. And now we're going to work with your legs. right? So we just did the lifting of your head. So you're going to, in a way, keep your head down for right now. Let's turn it to the right. So we'll start with the right leg. So what you're going to do is you're going to think of lifting the right leg and kicking the right knee and the right foot over to the left. That's it. So you're going to almost, if you can, beautiful Lynn, if you can think of tapping the right foot to the floor on the left. So you keep the head down and you do all the twisting, rotating, and extending in the lower body. That's it. So open the hip. You've really got to let that knee move behind you. The knee moves behind you. The knee moves behind. Beautiful. This is still your hardest thing. Okay, let's try the other side. Let's turn your head to the left, and then we're going to kick the left leg. So I'm not sure, I'm going to try some different language. So I say the knee moves behind you. So do you understand when the knee moves behind, the hip pushes forward? Doesn't mean that's it. Doesn't mean the knee moves out to the side. It moves behind you, right? This is the phase that is lost for all of you in walking. It's when we become decrepit. Walking then becomes about bending the legs and just doing this. That's no good. So the knee has to move behind, which means that the hip pushes forward. And you tap the floor. That's it. Now let's see if you can, beautiful, that's better, Dan. Now do you want to alternate? Do once the left and then once the right. Just touch, tap. So the knees come off the ground, right? The knees in the air and it moves behind you. Behind, behind, behind. When you do this, you should feel the glutes tighten. Yes? Beautiful. Okay, let's rest again. Okay, so like what we did on your back, let's see if you can do it on your tummy. Let's turn your face to the right to start with. Bend both legs, right? So you kind of wiggle down to get your right foot and then wiggle down to get the left foot. So can you grab both feet while you're on your tummy? Or socks, or pant legs, right? Okay, and now can you think about kicking with the right leg back to start to roll over to the left, right? And then come back. Some of you might flip all the way over onto your back and then you're holding your feet. And then it's how do you come back? Just start to roll a little bit. Go a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left. Nice, Lynn. So, you know, the other thing you can do, if it feels too much holding your feet, you don't have to have your feet there like Lynn's doing. But she's still doing what the previous movement was, kicking the legs back and then getting herself to roll and arch. So you can have the hands in a close approximation. Beautiful. Oh, doesn't this feel good? This is like one of my favorite. So this is one of those things I just do on my own, is just do this and just kick the leg back and touch the floor on the other side and get all this extension. Okay, roll onto your backs and rest. You doing okay? Yeah, see how much you're breathing? right? Just feel how alive you feel, right? Extension is just brings life to back to us. You're opening your chest, your lungs have more room, all your organs have more room. Okay, so let's go back and try just one more time, bending both legs. Bring both feet to standing, wiggling down. Right hand, right foot, left hand, left foot, pelvis in the air, right? And then you're going to think about driving those knees a little bit forward, lifting the pelvis higher, bringing the back of the head, if you feel safe to make a full bridge. The pelvis has got to lift high. And then come out of it, yeah, just for a second. And it's okay if you just leave your head out of it and you just learn the bridge part with the lower part. That's it, Bonnie, you can just do that. Beautiful, okay, let's rest it again. Okay, let's lengthen the left arm up beside you, bend the right leg, bring it to stand. Right leg bent. Slide the right hand down to get a hold of the right foot and see if you can roll all the way onto the left side, onto your stomach, and then roll back from this position. This should feel really easy. So once you're on your tummy, right, back to the kicking. You kick that leg back, beautiful, Lynn, to come back over. Beautiful. It's coming. It's coming. Your head's lifted. That's it. You arch the upper back. Let the shoulder blades slide down your back. There. That's it, Dana. Nice. Come back onto your back. We'll change sides. Bend the left leg. Slide the left arm down, bring the right arm up along by your head. Right, reach down to get a hold of the left foot. Really arch the back, introduce rolling over the right side and then kicking the leg behind you to come back onto your back. Beautiful. Let it go. Return to your back and let's just rest. So as you're resting on your back, arms long, legs long, go back to, like we did in the beginning of the lesson, of becoming aware of what I call your trunk, the two shoulder blades, the two sides of your pelvis and buttocks, right? And how this trunk area is feeling now. If one side was a little bit more scrunched up than the other, things more even now. And then again, noticing the volume that you have now with your breath and your breathing. What draws your attention right now? What do you like and what are you enjoying about yourself right now as you lie there? Roll your head a little bit to the left and right. see how that feels. And then taking your time, roll to a side, come to sitting, and then come to standing. And let's see how you feel in standing, and then we'll do a little walking.